Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible today. We want to look at Isaiah 33, verse 2. So true believers long for God. We need Him, right? Well, in today's passage, Isaiah desires three things. These should be the desires of believers. Isaiah 33, 2. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. We desire God's grace. That's the first thing Isaiah says, like a person who looks at his face in a lighted, magnifying mirror. The closer we get to God, the more we see our blemishes. Growing believers understand the great need for God's grace. We desire, in the words of the old hymn, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Secondly, we desire God's strength. Like the guy Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, we know the journey has many obstacles along the way. Circumstances slow us down and wear us out. Some people can help carry the load. You know, others add to the load. The growing believer understands his or her weaknesses and limitations. We long for God's arm, God's strength every morning. And we desire God's deliverance, His grace, His strength, His deliverance. Trouble hits us from every direction. Stress weighs down our heart. Things hit us, like sickness, job loss, separation, divorce. No one is immune from living in this sin-ridden world. But right there in the middle of our distress, God comes and delivers us. The situation doesn't always go away, but His peace passes all human understanding. So here's some talking points. As we just talked to God, prayer is just talking to God. Tell God how much you need His grace. Tell God you are dependent on His strength today. And then ask God to give you peace in the middle of your circumstance. So, Father, we long for you. We are incapable of making this journey on our own. We long for your grace. We long for your strength. We long for your salvation. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.